This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Greeting. This is Reverend Lionel Smith, pastor of New Scholar Baptist Church. We are a church that is working towards acquiring the mind of Christ. Sit back and listen to the message already in progress.
church in here today. We're not having church. We're having church. Everybody was worried about the director, but you know what? We got a director, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is directing this church today. If he has to reach way down, Jesus will pick you up. Y'all come on here and help me praise the Lord. Stop on your feet. If he has to reach.
Bible. Jesus. It's awesome. You're good to have it.
Everybody's here.
Be very sure. my God.
That rock is Jesus. That's the solid rock. In order to be strong, gotta be on the rock. Jesus told Peter something when he told the truth. On this rock, the truth, I'll build my church. I'll build my church. Very gates of hell should not prevail. What do you mean prevail? Take over it, overthrow it, break it down, tear it apart. Can't do it because you'll be stronger than God. And there's no power greater than God's power. He spoke out of his mouth, and everything that you see now came into existence. And I wouldn't want to get on a ship that I didn't know its destiny or when it'll be destroyed. Today is all this great singing and praying and preaching has went forth today, and I thank God for it. See, I think the body of Christ sometimes get messed up in the mind. When we finish here, you won't hear no more preaching. It's going to be singing, and just God, just Jesus is going to be the only one speaking. So what you need to do as a family, we need to always give God the praise and glory regardless of what you do. And don't ever think your job is none less than somebody else's job. Satan wants you to believe, hear me good, that you're less or you don't know enough or you're not good enough to be in his body. I think Jesus took the least among all of us and made the greatest of us. Now that's what Jesus did. He set the pace for us to walk by. Sometimes what we do is we try to identify with the big wheels and leave the little wheels to stay. But Christ said he come not for the well and the prosperous. He come for the poor, the maimed, disenfranchised. He come to those that were sick and lost. He come to give his life that you may have eternal life. Why do I need eternal life, preacher? Well, one day is a day gonna come when the Lord gonna come down. He won't be merciful no more, but he's gonna come down and bring justice with him. And I just wanna share this for a moment with you. I don't wanna see justice. Because if you walk through that door this morning and in your mind you say, I wasn't no good, justice is going to govern you. If I walk through that door and say, you wasn't no good, justice going to govern me. Now, how is a man going to be merciful to me and I dislike my sister, my brother? It's amazing to me. I listened to the songs that were sung, beautiful. Good song. But I want you to take them to heart. Everything you say, I want you to put it in your heart. And when you put them in your heart, look in that mirror. I'm not talking about for your good looks. I'm talking for your health. For your health. The Lord brought in our life. Let us look at the scripture for a moment from John 14. 8 through 17, very briefly. We're not going to hold you long. God bless you. So you don't have to run. The saints lost yesterday. I love them, too. I love them, too. So you ain't nobody special. We all just cheering on the king. From 14th chapter of St. John, beginning with the 8th verse, Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it suffices us. Jesus said unto him, I've been with you so long time with you, and yet Thou hast not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he does the work. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me. Or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go back to my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandment. And I will pray the Father, he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Finally, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it sees him not, neither knows him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth in you and shall be in you. Amen. The Father and I are one. Come join us. Come join us. Our missionary duties, let's go for the, that ain't for Peter and Paul now. That's for us today. All you got to do is put your name where they name it and live the same word. Our missionary journey today is to go out into all the world, tell men and women, boys and girls about Jesus. And when we go in the world, don't go out there preaching at them and tell them what they're wrong with. Go out there and tell them what the Lord says is good. Tell them the good things of life. Try this. See how it tastes. Try Jesus, because he's satisfied. And if Jesus is satisfied, he'll ratify you. We need to try him. Because he said just bluntly, he was teaching the disciples, don't be all upstairs. Don't get distressed. I got to go now. Don't come out of proportion. You know, from the beginning, I had to leave. I've been telling you I had to leave one day. When my father put it in his hand to tell me when I got to leave. So I'm just fulfilling what my father said. Everything daddy tell me to do, I do it. And when he get ready for me to do something, I listen, I do it. Now y'all getting all upset. He started 14th chapter about don't let your heart be troubled. Stop getting excited. Stop dropping your head. Hollering about I ain't nobody. You just as much as anybody on earth. And don't let nobody talk that foolishness to you. You may not know what I know, but I might not know what you know. It go both ways. See, when I instruct you what to do, I ought to be doing it already. Not going to do. I get tired of that mess, but I'm going to do. I get tired of that. I'm going to do. Why not you doing it? But, Reb, I'm going to do. I don't need to hear that. I can tell you that. If I'm living a regular life, I can tell you, just hold on with me. I'm going to do it after a while. That ain't doing no good. We got to be ready. Got to be ready when Jesus come back. When he come back, I can't tell him, Lord, just give me a day or give me a little while. I'm going to get it straight. He said, whatever you're doing when he come back, keep doing it. That's what he say, right? He say, keep on doing it. Ain't going to help. Whatever you say now ain't going to help at all. But it's what you have done. Going to make all the difference. And Thomas was one of the non-believers. You have to always show him. You got people in the church none like that. They don't take the word. You got to come and put their finger on it for them to even accept it. Some people in the church don't want you to tell them nothing. I know y'all don't mean to say that, though. But I have to tell the truth, because, see, he got something over my head waiting. If I get out of line, going to pop me with it. So I got to tell the truth to cover myself. There are some people in the church you can't tell nothing to. They no more than God. Care what you say. They always test. Now, these Christian people, supposing that, we can't say nothing to them. They want you to believe what they say But they don't. What you say ain't worth healing being. That's why the church is divided this very day. Because you let Satan come in and give his opinion. And that ain't supposed to happen. He ain't never supposed to come in and give no opinion. That's what happened. We live like the government live. Say, everybody got a voter. Everybody got equal rights. No, no equal rights. Where that come from? That's the foolishness of the world, not of Christ. What you got to do is believe in Jesus Christ. And when you believe in Jesus Christ, he helps you to overcome all that other stuff that confronts you. He tell you how to speak to people, how to talk to people, how to lift people up. He tell you how to do all things that's good. Never anything. Don't ever study evil. Why would I get up here and study evil? I've been evil enough all my days. It's time that I think about some good things. But he goes on to tell us, and we just want to tell it like it is. He was talking to the church. I'm talking to you today. And Philip goes on after Thomas didn't believe, and then Jesus said, well, I'm the way, me. You can't get to the Father except you come by me. And why we go around here, church, I'm talking about the church that God's supposed to have built. We go around here now saying one denomination is better than the other. See, you shouldn't let me hear that. Y'all have to keep me sealed up in a container where I can't hear or see this read book. But if I wouldn't get to hear sayings of the people, I'll never know what to speak on. God will never anoint me to speak on. I just get up and speak, and just all I'd be is sounding brass and tinkling cymbals. But if the Lord allow me to hear, then I can say what God said. How he say do it, when he say do it. But we go home and ate them cabbage greens and rice late that night, and we had a dream. We want to come up Sunday morning and say, Rev, the Lord showed me something. No, though, you eating them cabbage late at night did that. See, you got to have good sense now. You see what God going to do. Now, listen to me. I don't want no notoriety. I'm already a big wheel. I've been a big wheel ever since the Lord took me out of the little spoke and put me in a big spoke. Huh? I've been a big wheel ever since then. I didn't do it. I couldn't get up there. He had to put me up there. And I'm not going to deny him and tell him he couldn't do a good job. Whatever he do it well. So then, Philip want to know about Jesus' daddy. Sure as the Father. It may suffice us. Now, all this time I've been with you, all this teaching and talking, sacrificing myself, working miracles, and every time I do something, I say, the Father. It's the Father did it, not me. The Father. Everything. See, sometimes y'all get tired of me saying, you know, where I come from and how the Lord picked me up and brought me out of where I was. You get tired of me. I can't help it. There was nobody out there to pick me up. They was helping to plant me. And when I did not have no friends nowhere, everybody was talking against me. I had to bow down and talk to the Lord. And he delivered me. That's why I thank him every day. I'm not a big noise maker, but I know how to follow Jesus. And I know I'm not so smart that I'm the only one to know something. What I know, this whole body got to help me to know it. Help me by precepts and example. And when you walk out of line, I can go to the book and see how far out of line you are. Not to what the governor say, the president say. No, go to the holy word of God and see how far we out of line. And when I see how far you out of line, I ain't going to preach at you like a lot of preachers do. I'm going to come to you and say right here,
show me.
Right there. You're not walking according to this. Ain't no disturbance, no argument. If they argue with you, they crazy. You showing it to them and they don't believe it yet, they crazy. Know why I say they crazy? Because in the beginning with the word was with God, and the word what? Was God. Now you know your arm's too short to fight God. It's not me, he say, you're trying to run over. But it's him. It's Jesus. So he went on. Jesus said to him, have I been so long with you And you're going to ask me a question like that, show you the Father that may suffice us. And why are you asking me all these things? When you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Oh, I'm definitely finna get you upstairs now. You ain't never seen Jesus. You have to believe. You see me every day. I speak the word of God, but some don't believe. Some believe that you got to go to the library and test me out. Instead of get your book, your holy word, and see, go there with me and see if I'm telling the truth or am I lying. That's what the church, that's what Jesus said you got to do in the church. Don't look for a fault in me. Help me to build a fault. Build up off it. You don't have to come tell me. I already know. I knew before you did. If I had a fault, I knew it before you did. If I continue in my fault, then you're supposed to come to me and address me by the word of God. Not by what you dream or envision, but by the word. We're getting ready to partake of the body of Christ, and I don't want no injustice in me before I go there and eat of his broken body and drink of the cup, right, which is the blood of life, and then I got some order in me. Now watch me. I'm not talking about nobody here but Lionel Smith. If I got something in me, envy, strife, hate, animosity, I can't get along with this sister, that brother, I'm not going to fool with that. He said, I'm eating damnation. And I'm being sick, and I'm dying. Killing my own self, hanging my own self, because I'm ignorant. That's what I'm doing. So you need to follow the trend that Jesus set up. I know we feel today that we got a right to do certain things. You ain't got no rights. The only right you got is Jesus. He said, believe thou not that I am the Father, I am in the Father, and the Father in me. The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me. He does the word. Is that simple to you? That's kind of simple, isn't it? Other words, what I'm talking straight out of Scripture. This is what it's saying. Lionel Smith talking straight out of Scripture. It's not me saying anything. I'm just repeating what Jesus say do. That's all that's saying. I'm repeating what Christ say. Not Moses, not Elijah, not even Melchizedek. Nor Solomon. That's who he talked about. Nor Queen of the South, Bathsheba. None of them. And he spoke highly of them. None of them I speak after. I speak after Christ. Amen. If the word of Christ can't hold us, then we playing with ourselves. We got to go before God and give an account. Every deed done in this body while we're yet here on this earth since you've been saved. But he say, me and the Father is one. Now, preachers, I wish y'all could help me on it. Me and the Father is one. Now he say, now this is what Jesus said, now I want me and you disciples to be one. And I'm telling you, church, I want me and you to be one. It goes straight down the line. No cuts, no commercials, straight down the line. You don't need nobody to come pay you for what to say. Thank you, Jesus. Let me tell you something, it's gonna hurt your feeling. In the New Testament, and the Old Testament, the priests that was called by God and the prophets that was called by God, they would not back up off the truth. They kill them, cut their heads off, kill them, and destroy them. And then the king of Rome, of Egypt, and all these countries, they chose them some prophets, some priests, and put them up there. And know why they put them up there? They want them to do what they say do. And a lot of time right now, we preachers doing what the government say do. We don't care about our loved ones, our children that we presiding over. We doing what the man want us to do. But you can't say it like I said, because you owe somebody something. I don't owe him nothing. I can say it. He can't stop me today. Ain't no pressure on me. You'll kill me. You ain't going to pressure me. You'll kill me. You ain't going to pressure me. The word says, I want you to believe this, that me and the Father is one. And what I'm saying to you, the Father told me to say that to you. I'm not going to add to it nor take away from it. I'm gonna tell it just like it is, like the Father say do. Believe me that I and the Father, listen good, in me. I and him and he is me. Or else believe me for the very work's sake. Things I did, things I done around you, things I did, the blind, they couldn't see. I touched them and they was healed and they began to see. The lame, I just spoke the word and they was able to get up and walk. They didn't have to throw them in the pool. I just said, take up your bed and walk. That's all I say. They got up and walked. Just believe me for that sake. Isn't that amazing? All these people was hungry. And church folks wanted to go ahead and have service. Listen to me good. I'm going to tell it like it is. Church folks, some of the church folks said, let's go ahead and praise the Lord. Jesus said, no. Go get them together. What y'all got here? He said, I got two fish. $5 loaf. He said, I tell you what, go bring it to me. And the disciples say, this the religious ones. Y'all help me, please. He said, that ain't enough to feed one man. He said, go do what I tell you. Shut up your mouth. Go get the two fish and the 5 loaves and bring them to me. And if we obey God rather than man, we're going to always prosper. All he did is when they brought the 2 fish and 5 loaves, read your Bible, don't take my word. He just raised it up and talked to the Father, and he gave them to the disciples, and they fed the 5,000 men. That's excluding the women and the children. That's a reason to serve him. That's a reason to know him. When I did all that, you got to compare me with the Father. Yes. We don't want to hear that, though. We don't want to hear that. Say, Reverend Smith, late. He old-fashioned. I'm new-fashioned, too. I was old-fashioned, but he new-fashioned me. He brought grace to me. He learned me how to love everybody. I heard him talking about it in Sunday school this morning. He learned me how to love everybody. I don't care what you think of me. I still love you. I don't care who you are, I still love you. I'm never going to treat you, misuse you, do anything to you. I already know that I ain't bragging or nothing. Don't holler about he bragging up there. I'm not. I'm saying that what's in me going to cause me to get along with you, regardless of who you are. That's all I'm saying. And if I don't get along with you like I should, I don't care how you treat me. I got this word in me, down inside of me. It tell me how to act. And if I don't act according to this word here, then I'm none of his. Huh? I'm none of his. He said, and he really decreed to him, he said, verily if I say unto you, he that believes on me, the works that I do, he shall he do also. And greater works, y'all getting scared of me now. He said, and greater works than these shall you do, because I go back where? To my Father. Now, brother, I'm no greater than Jesus. People have told me 1,000 times. You ain't Jesus. And nobody on this earth ever heard me say I was Jesus. But that's a cop to get over on me. You know what I'm saying? To make me stop saying what I say. But I'm right here in the book with you. He say, now listen to what he's saying. Listen to what he's saying. Me and Dad are the same person. And what daddy do, I got to do the same thing. Watch this. Some of y'all say, oh, he's trying to speak above. People think he educated and they're going to speak above the head. Watch this. The daddy, I know y'all don't want me to call your name, but I will if you don't shut up. If that's you, if you the daddy, then everybody in here can see the son. Huh? Isn't that common sense? You ain't got to get no encyclopedia nor dictionary to see that. I hear people, I just listen, just like you do. Don't think I'm ducking around everything I hear, and I'm so holy I can't hear the truth, and I can't speak the truth because I'm scared what my colleagues going to say to me about me listening. Sure, I listen to rhythm and blues, all that ain't hurting me. Maybe you can't do it. It ain't going to do me no harm. I hear somebody sometimes twist a little. Ooh, he in church, she in church. They ain't going to be doing that. They ain't hurting nobody. Well, I tell you what. If David was here today, the books say he danced out his clothes, he sure go to jail. That's what the books say. So we always looking for an excuse to cut somebody down. But you got to do what the words say here. Do what the words say here. And God going to put joy in your heart. Whosoever you ask, watch this. Whatsoever you ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in what? In the Son. Lord, help us. Whatever you ask in my name. In other words, just like Jesus said, that's his name, right? Ask it just like Christ said. If it be the Lord's will, I'll do this, I'll do that. Now, that's the way it goes. Whatever you ask in my name, it shall be done to you. We've been praying for years, y'all. It hadn't happened yet. And this is what we put it on. It's on God's time, not our time. That's what we put it on, because it don't come right then, and we don't want to look bad before our peers. How many people Jesus talked, spoke right on the spot to them, they wasn't here right on the spot? Not even one. Not one. And he told us to do, he did great work. He said, greater works than these shall you do also, because I'm going back to the right hand of my Father, which art in heaven. That's book. Say what you want, that's book. So we're supposed to be touching folks and healing them. The blind people, we put an anointed eye and say a word, not 30 minutes prayer, just say a word, they'll see again. That's what the book say. But we'll pray 6 years for God to heal a foot. Y'all better listen to me. And it don't get healed in 6 years, and you say, well, our time ain't like God's time. It is like God's time. He told you to do just what he did. Right. And how he say do it. And he's going to bless. And he say he got to bless you because he done saved it. Yes, for the Bible can't lie. Or God can't lie. Whatever he say is true. Right. And it's right. Now, I know how it feels sometimes. If you ask anything in my name, I would do it. If you love me, then what you ought to do? Do what? Keep my commandment. And he ain't put all them on us either, because he know we ain't smart, right? We not smart, so he put two on us. Love God, love man. Boy, that's essential, ain't it? That's great. And now we got, I think the guy did his research, we got over 37 million laws that we trying to keep every day to get along with people. The secular laws to get along with people. And we're scared. They're talking about the First Amendment. I got a right to speak. No, you don't. We need to get that out the church. You ain't got no right to speak. You say anything, they'll have you in 10 minutes right here in this building. I'm talking about you got a right to speak. You got a right to speak to Jesus. He going to hear you every time you talk. You ain't got no right in this secular society. You get up there, talk smart, you get your head whooped. I ain't going to preach nothing I don't know. I've been through it. That's why I can say it to you. I've been through it. So God wants us to know him. He wants to do things that make the Father happy. He wants us to, whatever we do, do it to the glory of the Father. He said, if you love me, then keep my commandment. That's so simple. But we fuss in the church. I'm going to tell it, y'all. I don't care what y'all say. We fuss up in the church. We get angry in the church. I don't understand that. And I'm not God. But I'm telling you what God say. He said, if you keep his commandment. Now watch what Jesus said. Then he said he's at the right hand of the Father making intercession for us. Am I right, preacher? He said he at the right hand of the Father making intercession. If you got it in the Bible and I ain't right, raise your hand. I'll give you the floor. At the right hand of the Father making intercession for us if we come clean with him. And now he goes on to say, look, listen to what he said. He said, if you do what I say and like I say, when I say and who I say it to, he said, I will pray the Father and he shall give you another comforter. That's the spirit of truth. Yes. That he may abide with you, what? Wes. I was all right in the church. I stayed in Christ. But Wes, I stepped on your foot. And outside that door there, Lord, help me, Jesus. I didn't know that was in you, Bro Will. I got to go get my dictionary and learn some of them adjectives. How much did you use, huh? This the church people. I'm trying to show you how he safe for us to live. See, we'll live, and we like to hear him get loose and put some gravy there. That feel good to me, too. But where your knowledge is? When you get through with your gravy, you need some red beans. You need something to make you strong. The word of God. You can't eat sweetened water all your life. It held me a long time, but I couldn't eat it all my life. Some grease and rice. Y'all don't know nothing about that. That's all right. God will tell you about it after a while. Grits and grease. Yes. Amazing grace. How sweet it sounds. Save the wretch like me. Scott Island didn't know they was going to get a man and not just walk in the light, but tell about the light. They didn't know that. They hadn't dreamed of that. That little boy from Samtown, nothing to him. He ball crazy, running behind a ball. Every time I see him, he running behind a ball. But one day I struck out. I struck out one day. And I can't lie about it. I struck out. And when I struck out, I started thinking. And this is what I say to myself. Me? Lionel Smith? Struck out? I'm bad. I struck out? And I say, no, I'm in physical condition. I'm a kind of wise dude. And I struck out? Somebody fooled me? Satan threw one of the sweetest curves on me I ever seen. And I missed it, huh? Strike three on me. And when I got strike three on me, I started looking to another power. Because I know the power that I had, it wasn't working no more, huh? It wasn't working no more. I had to go to another power. And I couldn't get that power until I said, Lord, I'm no good. I'm a sinner. Have mercy on me and save me, Lord. And he heard my cry. Came to my rescue. And I'm thankful to this very day. Now, as we come to a close, the last verse said, I want you to hear what the last verse said. Thank God for this word. I got it twofold so you wouldn't say I'm speaking to myself. Even the Spirit of truth, one of the purposes of Jesus coming here, sending the Holy Spirit to us, whom the world cannot, what? Uh-oh, I need to talk about that, brother. I need to talk about that. The spirit that the world can't, that's mean when you ain't anchored with Christ, you can't get no Holy Ghost. I see church folks up in that lane hanging on you, talking about, Lord, send it on down, send it on down. Let the Holy Ghost, that ain't going to happen. That ain't going to happen. You got to clean your own life up before you get the Holy Ghost. And it ain't for me to clean it up. It's for you to clean it up. If I speak the word and it condemn you, don't say nothing about nobody. Just go and get in the word and keep reading the word. After a while, you confess to Christ and say, Lord, it's me. Standing in need of prayer. It's me, Lord. So he wants us to understand that whom the world cannot receive because it see him not. You don't know him. Can't see him. You don't know him. We talk about him now. We know what the scriptures say, but you don't know him. You know, could I say what no mean? Now, y'all, hold on to the seat, y'all. All y'all, especially you adults and children, I ain't even think about you. To no mean to have an encounter with you. Like when they say, no man, no woman, that's saying I never had a relationship, sexual relationship with you. To no mean we got a relationship between Jesus and I. Yeah. Go look up your Greek. Don't take my word. I've already been there. We got to know one another. We got to know Jesus. He got to know us. We got DNA now. Y'all listen to me for a moment. I'm almost through. We got DNA now. When I was coming up, I ain't never heard of that word. If a lady come up and say, he raped me. You was in the jail for 30 years or life one. Nah, they can't holler that quick now because everybody got online. Take their DNA, huh? Take the DNA. And if you don't get the DNA, you're guilty. If you get it, you're going to survive. Because if you got nerve enough to take the DNA, you know you ain't guilty. See, you hadn't seen him, nor have you known him. But disciples, Christians, believers in Christ, preachers, prophets, deacons, I'm talking about what the book say. Then he's talking to the leadership of the church. This is what he said about you. But ye know him. So we're supposed to be all preachers and deacons, choir members, leadership role, ushers, presidents of this board, president of that board. We walking just like Jesus. We walking just like Jesus. And everybody know that you're a child of the King, because we're walking just like Jesus. We're acting just like Jesus. We're talking just like Jesus. But if I let Reverend Benjamin get up here and hurt somebody this morning, I hurt him this morning. How you gonna love somebody that hurt trying to hurt you? I'm talking about in the body now. See, that wasn't his word. He ain't got sent up to get no word like that. God got all the sense. You don't love them that against you, hate you, despitefully use you, you ain't got no part in my kingdom. So what I look to do, I look to get along with you. I want to stay in tight with you. But I ain't going to let you walk on me. I'm going to put the word on you, and we both of us going to follow the word. So both of us follow the word, then we can be good friends. But I'm not looking for no friend. I know that hurt. We're all friends. That's what the Bible said. And this is what Jesus said about that friend stuff. He said, a servant, he ain't telling nothing to. Y'all better read the Bible. He said, when I call you friend, everything in my vocabulary, I'm going to let you know. Now, church, I'm closing on this, but I want you to raise your hand if you want to. How many people in the church today, you can go tell something you did bad yesterday, and they just going to drop it and say, I'm through with it. I ain't see nobody shouting. Look in your book, see I'm out of proportion. So he dwells in you. So you ain't going back yesterday. You're going to go from this point on ahead. And he said this, for he dwells in you. Now watch this. We know the Lord in us, but we got to go in him too. It's an inner relationship. We got to be in one another. Because if he in you, listen to me good, he'll hold you a while, but if you ain't getting along with him, he going to soon pull his hands back off you. Or he'll preserve you because he said this. He said he reigned on the evil and the good. But Lord, there ain't your people that don't matter. God, a good God. When you was lost and didn't know your way, God help me, Jesus. You were lost, you was a hellion, and didn't know your way to the cross, didn't know your way to the throne. The Lord kept his hand on you. And then when you got saved, God help us. Time you got saved, you went crazy. Can't nobody even sneeze. And you was blowing snot every day. Now you don't want nobody to sneeze. That's what God is saying to us. There may be somebody today want to give their life to Jesus. I don't have no book of laws for you. You can go to 10 chapters of Romans and read it for yourself. I don't have to say nothing to you. It's right there, 9 and 10. And if you do that, you're already saved according to the word of God. Amen. Confess it with your mouth. I ain't no good, Lord. You all good. I'm a sinner. I need saving. Have mercy on me. And deliverance will come. Right now and forever. Maybe somebody here desiring their heart. Also, they want God to give them a special anointing so they can walk this struggle.